What are we looking forward to? What are the new products? What are we going to have to prepare ourselves for if we're going to satisfy the need in the emerging marketplace? And I think the one thing that we all share somewhat is a little bit of the fear of the unknown. We're comfortable in the paradigm that we've been operating in. Culture has its own inertia. We get comfortable, and we just finally got it down pat what we were doing, and then somebody's asking us to change all the rules. And that's certainly been the process in the last 10 to 15 years, as old CCRCs have been reinventing themselves and adding new campuses, and all of a sudden a whole new cohort generation of people have been coming in at a different age group. So the question for us is, what's next? What's the next evolutionary product? We've had the people here who are doing CCRCs, who have been operating CCRCs for years, talking about how they've been slowly evolving their product. They've been adding new elements. They've been seeking new people, adding new paradigms, new layers of services, responding to market needs. And the CCRC of today is not the CCRC of 10 or 15 years ago. It's a new product. If we take a look at the two competitors, we have really for-profit and not-for-profit developers and mission-driven people who are providing CCRC care. The nominal profit for the for-profit companies is 12% plus. For the CCRCs that are not-for-profit, it's around 2%. So we have different missions, therefore we have different returns. At the top, you see unrestricted communities and planned communities, and that's the direction that the developers and the for-profit people have been going. And then at the bottom, you can see starting from the over here to the right of your screen to the left, we started out with nursing homes and supportive communities going to campus communities, and this has been the direction of the not-for-profit or CCRCs. So the key is, what are we going to have, what's going to be the next product in campus communities? Is it going to be an AARC or a CCRC? The answer is no. The answer is it's going to be something somewhere in between. It's going to be the next best product. So that's where we're going away today. We're going to be discussing that. And these are the choices, mission-driven, not-for-profit, or the developer, those who give us what their culture has inured, and that's the mission-driven people. And Steve Shields was saying we've got to get away from what's been inured. We have to start making changes. And the developer, who has been very quick to change, they give us what we crave and need. And that's why their development has accelerated so much faster than the mission-driven.